The Colm and Lucy Podcast with Colm Hayes and Lucy Kennedy.
From Nova.ie and Radio Nova.
Right.
There's a couple of things we need to discuss. First of all, what is a millennial?
Well, technically, a millennial is somebody that's born between 1981 and 1991. That would be Generation Y. And
oh, then, we said that again. 1981. Am I one?
1981 to 1991.
Oh, no, sorry. It's 1976. No.
A Generation Z is born between 1991 and 2001. And then just after 2001, people born are called the Snowflake Generation.
Okay.
Basically, they're people... Well, we won't go into exactly...
Is Holly what, a snowflake?
Holly is a snowflake.
You're
yes.
Holly?
Yes, snowflake. Holly
okay,
would be
she's
snowflake.
18.
Yes. So Snowflake's Generation. There. What they say is that nobody in their is sort of their, you know, the grandparents or whatever have ever seen war, have ever fought in a war or anything
right.
like that. They're very much in touch with their own identity, sexuality. They don't see the difference in genders.
Yes.
And basically they're very sensitive souls. But it also leads to the fact that there's certain things they won't eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we found this study, right? Apparently, millennials...
I know, it's a stupid name.
Slash.
Yeah, millennials.
Snowflakes.
Yeah.
Aren't big fans of canned tuna.
Ah, okay.
Now, there's no reason why. It just says that they don't like it.
Yeah.
So we have gone to the trouble of basically...
Yes.
Capturing...
Alive.
Abducting.
A live snowflake.
Abducting a live snowflake. Josh Hennessy is in the studio. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
So Josh is here to do work experience and we're going to put him on air and force feed him tuna.
Well, firstly, I'd like to go through a few things. Josh, you are a snowflake, yes?
I am indeed.
Okay, thank you very much. Has any of your parents or grandparents ever been to war?
No.
Then you're. Are you or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
Oh, for God's sake.
You have to ask these questions.
Turn off the lights. Okay. Shine light in his eyes.
So here's a couple of things. Have you ever eaten a baked potato?
No, well, I don't like them.
See, there you go.
Okay, no, wait, Josh, wait.
No.
Just for the record, turn off the lights. He's not intimidated enough. Okay, just for the record, what age are you?
I'm 15.
15,
good.
So you don't like baked potatoes. So you could ruin an entire industry of baked potatoes. That's one thing they eat. Okay.
It's ruining the potatoes.
Celery.
Like with chicken wings.
Oh, he likes chicken wings.
Oh, you mean stuck in the thing beside it.
Blue cheese dip, exactly.
Hazy. Blue cheese dip. We like him.
Clearly set aside.
Okay.
But how are you with
good
celery?
Boy.
I wouldn't go to it.
Okay, you wouldn't go to it. Spam.
Okay. Spam.
Spam.
The stuff that, like, the fish you.
No, that's not tuna.
Spam.
Spam is like...
Spam is tinned ham,
which is revolting.
Definitely not.
You'd only have that, really, when you're preggers.
Egg sandwich.
No.
No, you wouldn't
have an
sandwich.
Egg sandwich.
No, they won't. Snowflakes.
The only type of egg I like is omelette.
There you go.
Oh my God. Oh Olivia, his mum Olivia is going to be very, very impressed.
And finally, now that we have a live snowflake in studio,
we
did mention tins
it's alive.
Tins of tuna. You said no to tuna.
No, I definitely don't like tuna.
Why? What's your problem with canned tuna?
It just smells really bad. Like,
but it's fish.
Have you eaten it?
No.
Clint.
Feed him tuna.
Wait, Josh,
it smells really bad. Do you have fish fingers?
Hey, yeah, they're class.
Okay, they're class.
Okay,
wait a second. He likes fish fingers.
We're live on Facebook now. Okay, we're live on Facebook.
Josh Hennessy, this is your life.
So we have a tin of tuna chunks in spring water, which millennials...
Okay, that's nicer. That's nicer than the brine. Josh, you love this.
Snowflakes apparently possibly dissolve in their own juices if they eat this and die. So, oh my God.
Josh, you're going to love this.
So I'm gonna
Is it warm?
Oh my God,
it's not revolting.
So just lean over here. Lean over here, Josh, if you'd take a slice off. So we're getting a snowflake to eat. Snowflake to eat tuna.
Okay, wait.
What do you think?
Do we have a puker?
Oh my God, that's manky.
What? Do you think that's manky?
That is so bad.
It's not bad. It's delicious. Would you like that bit of mayo and sweet corn on a roll?
No.
Can I just say
something?
Oh my
God, a snowflake is going to vomit.
Josh, can I just say something?
No, stop trying to feed him.
No.
He's had
enough.
I'm
not having any more.
He's had enough.
It's always said that it's the second spoon that you'll really like. You know?
No,
what I mean?
No.
We can't give another spoon.
Josh, do you still want to come in to do your work experience?
It's so bad. Like, honestly, that is revolting.
You're welcome, Josh.
It is a bit like a science show somewhere here on the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show, proving snowflakes are going to destroy the entire tinned tuna industry because it's revolting. It's a bit like cat food.
What else can we feed him? What else do we have that's gross?
Not spam. I'm not eating spam.
Get spam. Do you have any spam?
No, I'm not eating spam.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Now, a number of months ago...
Why are you standing up? Sit down, please.
Because I'm making an announcement here.
Sit down, please.
A number of months ago, Lucy presented cleaning tips.
Yes.
Here on Radio Nova.
As an item.
As an item.
It was Lucy cleans.
It was a Tuesday. It was 8:15.
Yeah.
And it never happened again.
It died. It died a death, and I'll tell you why, because you were jealous of the success it was going to be. So loads of people responded, wanting to know how to get rid of their stains.
Yeah, yeah.
I was calling it Lucy, cleaning with Lucy. You were calling it Lucy's stains, Lucy trying stains, to be funny.
Yeah, yeah, I know, trying to be funny.
Yeah.
But since August, the internet has gone crazy over stains. There's a huge show, we've been told, on Australian radio, a station similar to Nova, and this woman comes in and talks about stains.
Yep, they do it a news talk as well.
Pat Kenny brings in all his stained clothes.
Yeah.
And this lady cleans
them. I'd
love
to get out Pat's stains. Anyway,
that could be this one, but now you need to pitch your idea.
Yes, so where's my music? Remember, I have my own little bed. Thank you, everybody. Okay, look, come on. Stains are so exciting. There's go away.
That's your start.
Go away. Okay, do they laugh in people's faces on Dragon's Den?
Go ahead.
No, they don't. So if you wouldn't mind, stains are exciting, and there's nothing better than like a good old stain and removing it, or learning how to clean your oven quickly. Marigolds, did you even know there are so many different types and colours and makes, styles and sizes? Guys, we need to do this. We need to do this together. We can help each other get rid of stains. I can tell you how you can use like banana, actual banana.
Actual banana,
Lucy? Shut up. Actual banana to clean your furniture. And can I just say
yes,
as well, there is this lady called Sophie Hinchliffe, right?
Yeah.
She is English. She's gained more than 1 million followers on Instagram through sharing pictures of her immaculate Essex home.
Wow.
Thousands and thousands tune into her stories to watch her bleaching her toilet, wiping the smears from her mirrors, and scrubbing the grease from her cooker. Why? Because people love cleaning. Okay? I'm just saying that I can do it once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cleaning with Lucy. It'll be like 4 or 5 minutes, and I will give you advice on how to clean your oven. Did you know that you can steam your oven? Exactly. I'm not going to tell you anymore. I've just wet your whistle.
Okay. Why? It didn't need wetting. Is this more your cleaning?
No, it's not.
You wet somebody's whistle first and then clean it.
So get in touch. Do you want a cleaning item on Radio Nova? I think it's a good idea. And then what can happen is you guys then can ask me questions and I will revert back with it. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I will get back to you and tell you how to get rid of those stains. The tougher the stain, the bigger the challenge.
Lucy Stains, the tougher the stain.
No, it's not Lucy Stains. It's cleaning with Lucy.
Text us 087-188-100.
Fight it, guys. Come on, like, just get on board. The train has left the station. Just jump on.
Text us your worst stain, okay?
Thank you. Somebody says absolutely 100%.
Okay.
How do I get tan out of a white sheet? Exactly.
Text us your worst stain, please. And please, if you have to, be rude.
No, don't send anything in the post.
Send your underpants in the post, please.
Hang on!
It's the Colin and Lucy Breakfast Show. It's Radio Nova.
Hello. Okay, you guys will be getting in touch in your thousands.
Sorry.
If you're going to be really immature now, you can just go.
To be really immature now, I always am immature. Can't stop it now. Go on, tell me.
Okay. Loads of people want me to do this cleaning item, so I will.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I have two to take on for tomorrow. How do I get foot traffic dirt off the carpets?
Okay.
Says Emma. And then my next one is, how do I get tan out of white sheets?
Did somebody not have hot and sticky bed sheets as well? They wanted to know how to...
Colin, if you're going to ruin this now...
Well, I just thought I saw that somewhere. No one
said that. You did.
I know you're pitching... I was just saying there when we were playing Stevie Wonder that the best next TV show that Lucy could do, called Lucy Stains, is where you just go into somebody's house, you basically just look around, you open drawers and everything, and you're nosy around, then you clean their house, and then you leave. And you do the whole lot without their permission.
Yeah.
So it's like when you find out somebody's gone away for a weekend, you, Lucy, just descends on the house and you nosy around and you clean. Isn't that when you love that? That's it.
Colin, you might notice that I've gone a bit pale.
Why?
Someone's asked me, how do they get dry blood off a shovel?
It's the best of the Colin and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning, Colin. How are you?
Hi, Jerry.
How are you?
How are you, Lucy?
How are you?
Not a bother.
What have you got for us?
Come here. I'm a postman, right? And I was doing my route there last week.
Yeah.
And I was passing by a skip and I noticed there was a picture of Lucy and Podgin Rodgin in a frame.
What?
So I took it.
Yeah?
And I said, I'll drop it down to her if she doesn't mind.
Wow. Just a picture of me and Podgin Rodgin?
Yeah, picture of you and Podgin Rodgin.
Yeah.
How did that... That was in a bin?
It was in a skip.
It was at the side of a skip, right? They must have left it out if somebody wanted to take it or something, you know?
Jerry, yes. Will you drop it into us?
I will indeed. No,
oh, my goodness. That's 10 years ago.
So, Jerry, was it in a frame?
It's in a frame, yeah. It's not just a picture on the top. It's in a wooden frame.
So let's not say what house it was, but what area?
Merino.
Merino,
you say?
So it's somebody that obviously at one stage liked Lucy and Podgin
Rodgin. No.
And then something happened.
I think it was
They smashed the frame up because you did something wrong
I didn't do anything wrong to them.
And then they threw it out.
It was one of the producers.
Do they live there in Merino?
Yeah, she does.
She still looks as well as ever, so I said I might drop it down. I'll drop it down to her.
Jerry, okay. You drop that down and I'm going to give you a personal kiss on the cheek.
Well played, you loser. I look forward to that.
You're very welcome, Jerry. Colin, you'll have to leave the office.
Hashtag me too, please.
Hashtag mind your own business, Colin. Myself and Jerry are talking.
Jerry,
that is mad. Thanks so much for that.
No problem.
Cheers, Jerry.
Have a lovely day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, people are throwing out pictures of you. Smashing up framed pictures.
People aren't throwing out pictures of me. I know exactly who that was.
In a skip. Well, I mean, why did they put it in a skip?
Because it's 10 years ago. They finally decided to let it go. I'm not coming back.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's the best of the Colin and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Okay, so what, you tried to get it on with your friend's mum while she was putting a turkey into the oven?
I think you misread the story completely.
Oh, sorry.
So Eddie's
ma. Sifra's mum.
Okay, Eddie's ma, right?
Yeah.
So we were going around, so it was years and years ago when we were all grown up, and we'd all go around to each house at sort of Christmas Eve and you just to see all your mates. We're about 15 years of age.
Yeah.
And we went into Eddie's house and Eddie's ma was screaming in the kitchen. Now, Eddie's ma was a real character, real dub character, but she was shouting and screaming that Eddie's da had bought a turkey without measuring the size of the oven.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay?
Brilliant. This is like seeing from the snapper.
So Eddie's dad was shouting, well, didn't tell me to measure the oven. So we went into the kitchen because Eddie said, you've got to see this. So we went to the kitchen and there was a turkey splayed at the front of the oven, right?
Oh, dear
like
God.
Like arms and legs out, almost like trying to stop himself from getting into the oven. And the oven was just so small, it was not going to fit the turkey, right?
Oh, God.
And Eddie's ma was shouting at Eddie's dad saying, look, this is Christmas Eve. Get something. So she turned around and she saw Hurley, right? That Eddie, because Eddie played Hurley, saw Hurley. And then she told Eddie's dad to hold on to the turkey and she started smacking the back of the turkey.
No! To get it into the oven.
To get him into the oven. So she hit him into the oven with a turkey. So
that is so the last, revolting.
The last
slash.
The last bit
why
was...
Why did she just take off the arms and legs?
She shouted to Eddie's dad, now you put the foot on him. So he had to put a foot on it so they could close the door.
Oh my God. Like, amongst other things, I'm thinking salmonella. I'm thinking, how did she baste it then? Like, no. She wouldn't be able to open it to check it.
No, she couldn't open it. No, but what happened was, and she was good in this respect, scientific, she said because the body has been cooked, it'll reduce, so in about 3 hours' time, we'll be able to open it. And in, apparently the next day, it had reduced a little bit. You know, it sort of crinkled up inside, so it was okay. But apparently one part of the skin Eddie had for his dinner had a footprint on it.
Oh. It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
This is going back to us talking about temperatures.
The heat, and that, the fights we have on a daily basis.
That men actually like the room cold, temperature cold, and women like the house so warm. And surveys show that almost 20% of people had considered splitting up with their partner because of
extreme.
The difference. Yeah, it is a bit extreme.
Well, I have the rye with you, and then I go home and have the rye with Rich. So I kind of fight about heat all day, every day. Yeah. It's exhausting.
There is, in this studio, I do tend to have it quite cold.
Yeah,
I know. Where's that text gone? It was quite
Dave.
Oh, here he goes.
Something about his Spanish friends.
Dave from Derry here. Dave, I work in a studio with a load of girls from Barcelona and Rome. They sit around in ski coats, scarves and balaclavas.
Ski coats,
scarves and balaclavas. Their faces are inches from the radiator, blasting the heat beyond endurance the whole year round.
That
freaks.
Is hilarious.
I hang out the window, topless in me boxers, gasping for fresh air. Dave proving it there?
Dave has the perfect gig, doesn't he? He's surrounded by these hot, literally, trying to be hot, Spanish girls.
Yeah, but in ski coats and scarves.
You marry the face.
Lisa, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you, Lisa?
I live with the exception to the rule.
Go on.
Tell us.
So my partner is always freezing. Mm-hmm. He's always complaining of the cold. Always. This house is freezing. Can we turn the heat on? He would have the heat on all day long.
I love him. Right. What's his name?
No, Harry.
Harry, you're with the wrong girl.
So,
don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm not like constantly, but I like to feel warm. Mm. But I like, so I put the heat on in the morning for 1 hour, in the evening for maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. For me, that's absolutely fine. He's frozen.
There you go.
I'm like him. Does he have circulation issues? Does he always have cold hands?
This is my thing. I think he's got bad circulation. There's something not right. And he brings hot water bottles to bed.
Oh, I love Harry.
Harry, you're letting this side
down. Oh, my God, Harry. Tell Harry there's great hot water bottles and pennies at the moment.
Okay.
If I'm cold and I'm bringing a hot water bottle to bed, he brings his own one.
Love him. He's cuddly and snuggly.
Does Harry have his own special hot water bottle?
No, they're mixed up. They're the same colour now and we can't tell which is which.
I might get him the unicorn one that's out at the moment that everyone loves.
You can get him like, what football team does he support?
Liverpool.
You can
good
get,
man, I love Harry.
You can get Liverpool hot water bottles for him and a little Liverpool onesie.
Yes.
So attractive. I think there might be a problem there.
Harry's cold. Yeah.
So what is Harry... poor Harry's going to get such a slagging now. Like,
where is Harry at the moment?
He's in work.
Where's work?
I can't say.
Yes, you can.
Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. I'll be...
What sort of work does he do, Lisa?
He's an engineer.
Brainy cold Harry.
Yeah.
So
very
can I just do one more quick? What does Harry wear in bed at night?
Whoa, TMI.
He wears t-shirts and jocks.
T-shirts and
jocks. What kind of jocks does Harry wear?
I don't allow him to wear anything more.
Whoa! This is 50 Shades. Yeah. So what does he wear, like the big boxers, or does he wear like the tidy whities?
Oh, little tight ones.
Little tight. Wow.
No wonder he's cold. Would you not get him a good old pair of pajamas, some pasty?
No, they're illegal. They're not allowed. They're only allowed in the sitting room.
While
preparing for the bedroom. They're not allowed in the bedroom.
Harry's scared of her.
When Harry lies in bed, does Harry have the hot water bottle between his legs?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Harry's got cold kidneys.
Harry, get out! Get out!
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
So, Sabrina, what you learnt Wednesday? What have you learnt this week? And Lucy will love this.
Oh, I have been for years scrubbing the shelves in the oven and the trays, Brillo pads, the whole lot. And someone said, you know, there's a magic bag that you just put them in and like sit them for an hour or something, and you just rub them.
No.
And called Oven Pride. Never heard of it. Sounds amazing. And I'm buying it this week.
So, You put the bag into your oven?
No, you just put the take your shells out, apparently.
Yeah.
Fit them in the bag, and I don't know, whatever the cleaning product that's in the bag, it just dissolves all like the grease.
What about like the trays?
Look, can I just step in here for one moment, because I have used Oven Pride.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm
trying to get involved in our conversation.
I have, because Anne has regularly got me to clean the oven, and we found this Oven Pride. And it's a huge bag, right? And you do exactly what you say. You put all your trays into it and the side bits as well. You spray the stuff in, you seal the bag, and you leave it outside for 24 hours. And when you open it the next day, bada bing, bada bang, shiny trays.
Shiny wow. trays. This yes. is so exciting. I'm totally going to get one as well. But what do you do about the inside of your oven?
Oh, elbow grease, I'd say, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
Or buy a self-cleaning oven.
No, excuse me, Sabrina, let me step in again.
Oh,
Oven
God
Pride
almighty.
Also provides a little spray. So you spray it, it's like a mousse spray. It's like a hairspray.
Are you sponsored by Oven Pride? I kind of feel like you are.
Not yet.
An ambassador.
Not yet.
Well, if they're given any free samples.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Send them our way.
So you spray the insides and the outsides of the inside your oven, and you leave that overnight as well. And with a small chamois, it'll clean off all the grease.
Oh, my God, you said chamois. I'm so embarrassed.
A chamois, it'll clean off all the grease in one go. So, and it'll be gone. You don't need elbow grease or whatever. It'll all come. And then you put your trays back in 24 hours later. And as we like to say in Oven Pride, bing! There you go, Mrs.
Oh my God, his face is going to be in Woody's. You know the way they have those little movies beside Oven Pride?
It'll be me.
You.
So,
home shopping channel on the radio for
yes.
Oven Pride.
So, Sabrina, I can highly recommend, bing, Oven Pride.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Give it a shot. It'll make your life, you'll have much more time for the other things in life, like
No, my
drinking.
Husband will have more time. He'd be the one doing it.
There you go.
Yes, exactly. Will you send us in a before and after picture? I'm going to get some of that stuff today as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good woman.
We want before and after pictures of your husband, before he does it and after he does it, just to see how he is. All right.
See how thin he is.
Listen, Sabrina, thanks for that.
Thank you.
Bye, Sabrina.
Have a good day. Thank
you too.
Bye bye.
Wow. I'm going to Google that.
Oven Pride. Terms and conditions involved.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Sean, how are you?
I'm not too bad, in yourself, guys.
Good
not
morning,
too bad.
Sean.
We have a number of Seans. We have first Sean from Dunabate. Sean, what have you learned this week?
Well, here we go. Without the moon, the Earth would only get 6 hours of sunlight a day. Thanks to the gravitational pull of the moon, it slows down the Earth's rotation.
Wow.
Is that your chat-up line?
I also have another one if you're interested.
Yes,
always. I am.
Keep talking slowly.
Mount Everest grows 4 millimetres each year thanks to the Indian and Asian plates colliding. I'm causing it to grow.
Wow, it's your voice,
Sean.
Sean,
do you have any friends in work?
I do. I think they're downstairs listening at the moment.
Hiding, I'd say.
Can I ask you, Sean, where did you get these? How did you learn this, or where did you learn these unusual facts? Because I have to say, I love weird, unusual facts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty. I look up every night. I like to learn a fact today.
Do you?
I think that's
brainy,
really good.
Sean. Sean, are you in a relationship?
I am.
Yes.
And is your partner equally brainy?
She's a primary school teacher, so I would like to think so.
Good holidays.
Sean,
I see what you did there.
Sean, can I point you towards a podcast? Are you into your podcasts?
I've only listened to one.
Okay.
Belinda Blinked.
Okay. Is that legal?
Just checking. It's quite hilarious, but I presume it's for the 18 plus.
Okay, let me direct you towards one, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish, right? And it's by the makers of QI, and they do it every week. And the one that just came out last week was a special with Stephen Fry in it. And everybody has to bring an odd fact to the table, and then they discuss it at length. And this week it featured how toilet roll came about, which is really, really interesting. And also, and you'll like this, in minus 42 degrees in Canada, you can overhear a neighbour's conversation from 5 miles away. because the air freezes. Because the air freezes, it's like being underwater. Sound travels. So they find that in certain towns, they can't even have proper conversations when it hits minus 42 because a neighbour from 5 miles down will go, I heard you guys having a fight last night. So there you go. So
I can't believe you just told that really long story as Sean is in work.
No, I think Sean enjoyed that. Sean, you enjoyed that, didn't you?
I really did enjoy that.
You guys should go out for a beer.
So, talking about beer, the reason that beer exists is... I won't go there. So anyway, no such thing as a fish. It's the podcast. Have a look at it, Sean. I think you'll like it. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks a million, guys.
See you now. Bye-bye.
And Sean number two. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. And yourself?
We are good, thank you. Where are you phoning us from?
I'm in Clonsilla in Dublin.
Clonsilla, you say? What are you doing out there?
I'm working at the moment.
Okay, can you tell us where, Sean?
Yeah, I work in a garage in Blanchetown Village.
Kind of a garage? Yeah. Like a petrol station or like a, where you can buy cars?
Repairs, car repairs.
Car repairs, you're a handy person to have in my life.
Okay,
teach us a wise one. What have you learned this week?
Just how to plant Christmas lights, really. I used to put them around the tree as such.
Yeah.
But, a friend of mine was telling me the easiest way, and it is top to bottom.
Top to bottom
on the tree, and they look lovely.
Okay, so because we have this fight every year, myself and Richie, about the lights, because it is quite traumatic trying to unravel them to begin with.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you have your lights. So you kind of divide them in two, if you know what I mean, and then kind of cross them over like you were putting a scarf on a child.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah. Right. And it's simple.
You're doing them in lines, up and down, rather than circles around and around.
Oh, no, I do circles.
Exactly. No.
Do you go up and down, Sean, or around?
Well, I used to do around, but up and down, I have to say, it's easier and looks better.
Let me say, for years, I used to go around and around and around, and then somebody did tell me, somebody that's done this before, they said, Colm, go up and down. It'll be much better for you and for everybody in the house. So now I go up and down, up and down.
And does it look as good up and down?
Yeah.
It does. It looks more even. It looks much nicer.
And you'll find that window designers and fashion designers and people who actually, interior decorators, constantly go up and down. They'll never go around.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah. Well, I've learned that today.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sean, have you brought in a little packed lunch today?
Oh, the packed lunch.
I just had to know.
Yeah.
Have you? What's in it? What's in it?
Just a couple of sandwiches, really.
Oh, a couple?
Yeah.
Porky.
Leave him alone.
Do you have any crisps or any little fun-sized bars or anything?
No. Just a couple of sarnies. Just a couple of sandwiches on the go and away you go.
Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. Good to talk to you, Sean.
That's great. Thanks for your Christmas tree tips.
Happy Christmas. Things we learned this week. 087-188-100. You can text us or WhatsApp us. Hang on a second. Mick, good morning.
How's it going, Colm?
Not too bad. How's it going, Mick?
Hi, Lucy.
How are you?
I'm not bad.
Good.
Okay, in one sentence, Mick, what have you learned this week?
I've learned to tell my girlfriend that her hair is lovely after she gets it done. Even if I don't like it, it's the only time I'm allowed to like one.
Wait a second.
A peaceful home is a happy home.
Yes.
Can I just say, why wouldn't you like it?
Why wouldn't I like it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it generally the same?
Difference of opinion.
I'd
love her if she was bald. So I wouldn't care, really. You know?
Would you, though?
But I wouldn't suggest that she go and get a baldy haircut.
Can I just say, Mick, and I totally agree with you, sometimes what women don't realise is when they do come back from the hairdressers, their hair's in a little bit of a state because there's been a lot of messing going on for hours.
And that's why
they're charged such a ridiculous amount of money. And we're not allowed to say, my God, what's gone on? And we have to go, oh yes, that's really you now.
This is the debate we have in our house all the time. My haircut costs €8 and hers costs 80.
Thank you, Mick.
80? What's your... Is she blonde?
Yeah, she's blonde, yeah.
So she gets her roots done. That's the cost.
Okay, Mick, I'm totally in agreement with you. You've got to learn that regardless of what she looks like, when your partner comes in from the hairdressers, you've got to say, wow, that's really, really nice. Good.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you, Mick. Thank you for that advice, Mick.
Good advice, Mick.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
I am an intern. Get me out of here! Yes. We've had an intern with us all week, Josh. Say good morning, Josh.
Hello, Joshy.
Good morning.
Good morning, okay.
God, Josh, so, what's your problem? You're being so serious all of a sudden.
So Josh is sitting where the news, where Elaine usually sits. Josh is wearing a blindfold at the moment because we're doing a Bush Tucker trial with our intern. Now, as I said, once the consent form is filled in, you can do anything with your intern. You can dangle them out of a window, which we didn't get permission
welcome,
to do.
You're welcome, Josh. You're welcome.
You can do human bowling with one, which I did about 10 years ago and we broke his arm. But what we did, and this is really cruel, Josh, okay? Lucy contacted your mother.
I know.
Morning, Olivia.
And she found out all the things that you really, really don't like.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's like a Bush Tucker trial. So we have them hidden and you're going to have to eat them, okay?
Now, wait a second. He doesn't have to eat them. He can refuse, but obviously we would like him to at least put it into his mouth and try and crunch what the item is.
So if you refuse, you have to shout, "I'm an intern, get me out of here." So practice that, please.
"I'm an intern, get me out of
no,
here."
No, I need much more drama here. Yeah. Go on.
"I'm an intern, get me out of here."
No, no, I want to get me out of here.
No. This is your safe word, Josh. This is your safe word.
This is your safe word. Go on.
"I'm an intern, get me out of here."
Yes. Okay, that's much better. Right. And only when we hear that will we stop doing what we're going to do.
Okay.
Feed you.
So I'm moving across to where Josh is. Josh, put your hand out. Okay?
Okay. So I'm going to move over to Josh.
Here's the first item. I won't say what it is till Josh eats it, okay? This is the first item that your mum said you really don't like. Hand out a bit further towards me. Over here. Here we go. No, no, that's my hand. I touched you. Look, there. Okay. So, feel it. How does it feel? How does it feel?
Like...
what does it feel like?
Like a jelly or something.
Like a jelly or something, okay. So,
Josh, why are you so excited? So like, seriously.
Put it into your mouth, please. Put it into your mouth and eat it.
Okay.
Okay.
He's enjoying it.
That's okay, is it?
I thought that bad.
Okay.
That's not bad, you say. Alrighty, let's improve things, if you know what I mean.
What was that?
We'll just say that is a Turkish delight, because your mum said you don't like Turkish delight.
No, I don't, but...
So
okay, you like it. Well done.
Okay.
Oh, no,
okay.
Tastes like perfume.
Ooh.
Next item, Josh, put out your hand, please.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Here we go, put out your hand.
I don't think we should let him feel it first, because he's going to know what it is.
Okay, how does that feel? You're probably right. Okay.
Josh, swallow the
Turkish
delight first.
Stick it in your mouth.
It's a grape, isn't it?
No, wait. Yeah, but don't chew it just in case there's something in it.
I don't know if there is something in it.
Break a tooth.
You can spill it out. Go. Okay.
No, but we don't want it to break a tooth.
So Josh has the second thing in his mouth now. What do you think it is?
Oh, it's Mikey.
You're welcome.
Where could it be?
Do you like Radio Nova?
No.
What do you mean you don't like Radio Nova?
So you're still. Oh, he's had to spin it out.
Who are you working for? Turn off all the lights. This is too easy.
So, what was that?
What was it?
An olive.
An olive, okay.
You're welcome.
Your
mum
told us that you hated olives as well.
Number
three, do you want to feed this directly to him so he doesn't touch it? That stuff there.
Well, no, I need a fork.
So no, just feed it straight into his mouth. We don't have a fork.
No,
this is the jungle.
This is not the jungle. This is a studio in Dublin.
We don't have a fork, so
that
you gotta.
Was so bad.
Okay, open your mouth, and you're gonna be fed by Lucy. Here you go.
Ready?
And in it goes, and he's now chewing on it. What is that?
I don't know. It's pretty manky, though.
Oh, but we've been told that
you hate it
as well.
No, that wasn't nice at all.
Okay.
Goat's cheese.
That's feta cheese.
So you're welcome.
They're the three easy ones, okay?
Yeah.
They're the three easy ones.
Are you having fun, Josh?
No.
You are.
Are you willing to take the ultimate challenge?
Yeah.
Okay. The ultimate challenge. I will say nothing. Put your hand out.
Here we go. This is the hardcore stuff.
Remember, if you don't like what I'm about to give you and you have to eat it, just shout, "I'm an intern. Get me out of here," okay?
Practice, Josh.
Okay, so it's a little collection there. If you want to put those into your mouth, please, I'll give him a little collection of things. You can take one or two and put them into your mouth. I'll give him a little collection of things there, and now they've gone into his mouth. Josh is now eating one. Do you want to eat another one? Josh?
Has no flavour.
Eat another one then, please. Go on. Take another one in there.
No, I don't want to.
Just one more. There you go.
Okay, stop force feeding him.
Is that enough?
Okay, what do you think?
Yes.
What do you think, Josh?
Like crisp or something.
You think it's a crisp?
Yeah.
Okay, well done. You passed the challenge.
Well done, Josh.
Let me tell you what you've just eaten there at the very end.
What is that?
You ate a mealworm and a locust and crickets. yes. You have passed the test. The intern has passed the test.
Well done, intern boy. You may now leave Nova.
At the very end, just to say to everybody, these are the little bugs that we had a couple of months ago. Do you remember we used them before?
Yeah.
These are the little bugs. So you've actually eaten a selection of mealworms, locusts, and what was I saying? Crickets. Is that okay?
Josh, have you enjoyed your week?
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
That's it from the Colm and Lucy podcast. We'll have another podcast up next week. And remember, you can join us live on the radio. Radio Nova, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10.
The Colm and Lucy Podcast. Seriously addictive podcasting.
From Nova.ie and Radio Nova.